Titus chapter 2 teach Christians to do the right thing. Titus chapter 2 verse 1.
But Titus, you have to teach people the properly good things so they will live the right way. You have to teach the older men to control themselves. They have to do the right things so that people will respect them. They have to keep believing in Jesus strongly. They have to love other people. They have to be brave and never give up. And like that too, you have to teach the older women to do the things that make God happy. Tell them not to say bad things about people and not to drink a lot of grog, but they have to teach people good things. And the old women can teach the young women to love their husbands and their kids and to control themselves and to only sleep with their own husbands and not to do what married people do together with anybody else. And they can teach them to work hard at home and do good things and go along with what their husbands want. So people will see the things that the young women do. And they will not be able to say anything bad about God's message. You have to teach the young men to control themselves. You too, you have to always do good things. Then the young men will see you and they will do good things too. You always have to teach the true message. And remember, your job is important. The message you teach has to be right so that nobody can rubbish it. Then your enemies will have nothing bad to say about you. Anyone that says bad things about you will shame themselves. And now I want to talk about workers and their bosses. Workers have to do what their bosses say. They have to make their bosses happy. Tell them, don't talk back to your boss. And don't ever steal from your boss, but show your boss that they can always trust you. Then people will say that those workers are good, and people will respect that message from God about Jesus, and they will want to know more about him.
We are God's own people, so we have to do things that make God happy. Titus chapter 2, verse 11.
It is like this. God has shown us that he is very good to us. He came to tell everybody that he can save them. He teaches us to say no to the bad things of this world. He tells us not to live a wild life. He tells us to control ourselves. He tells us to do good things that make him happy. He tells us to do these things now, while we wait for Jesus Christ to come back. We will be very happy on that day, when Jesus will come back and he will show everybody in the world that he is really great. Jesus died to save us from all the bad things of this world. He did this to change us into his own special people, like he probably cleaned us inside. And now we don't want to do anything bad, but only want to do good things. So I want you to teach the things I'm telling you in this letter. Teach them to all the Christians there. You have to teach them in a strong way. Tell Christians to keep going strong for Jesus. And tell them about the things that are wrong. Make sure they take notice of you.